Hello, hello, and welcome to School Leader Soundbites. This is the podcast for all things K-12 communication, strategy, alignment, messaging, branding, all the things that help us be super successful in the K-12 space. I'm your host, Veronica Sofer, and I have the opportunity to come to you and talk about some of the things that I see while I'm out in the field. So let's go ahead and get started. But before we do, I want to make sure you know how to listen to School Leader Soundbites on your favorite podcast platform. All you have to do is hit subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop me some comments. And we'll go ahead and get started today and talk about personal branding and how we can leverage that in the K-12 space for all of you amazing education leaders. So a little bit about me and my background. As most of you know, I've been in the K-12 space over 20 years, and a big part of what I do and have done over the years is help leaders like you with their visibility strategy, how to establish a digital footprint and a very clear brand for your district. Now, here's the thing I want you to think about. When you are moving into a leadership role, you already have a brand established. It may not have been an intentional brand or something you planned out, but it was certainly a brand that comes along with you, the way you speak, the way you present, the types of colors you use, your social media posts, those kinds of things. So as you are thinking about moving into a superintendency or a leadership role at central office, your brand follows you. And that's true for every district you go to. So let's break down what that looks like and how it can help you as you matriculate up into your career. So a couple of things I want you to think about. According to the CareerBuilder.com, they did a study that showed that 70% of employers use social media to screen candidates. We know that. Some of you who are in the HR space, you look at principals that are applying for positions, APs that are looking to move up into the principalship, and you take a look at their social media. Now, a couple of things you need to think about. Yes, there are some rules and regulations that you have to adhere to and some ethical standards, but there's also just the knowledge of connecting with people in their space and in their circle and learning a little bit more about their brand, what they stand for, the types of posts that they are sharing, especially on LinkedIn, which is usually our professional platform that we go to. So let's talk about some of how that works and how you can leverage what it is you're doing in your personal brand as you go out to represent yourself and your school district. So the first thing we want to talk about is crafting your leadership identity. What that means, the first thing I want you to keep in mind is that you don't have to invest a lot of money. You don't have to go and create a whole suite of collateral content. Now, if you are a person who likes strategy and who likes processes, then that might speak to your zone of genius. And if that's the case, then tap into it and make sure to use it. But you want to make sure you're being authentic. Your voice has to come out authentically. Stay true to your values. Stay true to your passions, your strengths. Remember that authenticity breeds credibility and it will resonate with your audience. So if you're passionate about literacy, then make sure that literacy is built into your brand. If you're passionate about the fine arts or athletics or any of those leadership skills and qualities that you've maybe worked on before, maybe it's part of your dissertation or your study. Maybe it's technology, whatever it is, tap into it and make sure that you're speaking it into reality authentically, because people are going to trust you and you're going to build some credibility in that space. And then the other thing you're going to want to do when you're establishing your brand as a leader is to make sure you have a value proposition. Define what sets you apart and the value you bring to your school community or your district community. Articulate what you can contribute and your vision for this. In other words, what is going to make people want to listen to you about a particular topic? So your value proposition has to truly set you apart from everyone else. Again, go back to work you've already done in the campuses that you have served in, in the districts you've served in, maybe some nonprofit boards you have volunteered for. Maybe, I mentioned this before, tap into the work you did as part of your dissertation, some of that research. Take elements of that and repurpose it into a way that can be consumed very quickly for other education leaders. If you want people to know that you're about literacy and access to technology for low-income students, then make sure all of your digital assets are clear about that, right? We want to make sure that people know you are the expert in that space. Part of the way that brings this all together is by being consistent. So when I say brings it all together, what I mean is people are seeing it, they're reading it, they're consuming your videos, your content, they're liking your content, but you've got to be able to be consistent with it. So don't just jump into your social media once every 3 or 4 months and share an article and expect people to automatically connect you to that topic, right? You've got to be able to add a little bit of your insight into it, maybe share some exemplars based on what it is you're seeing and be consistent. And one of the best ways that you can be consistent is by batching out your work. And so make sure you build in time. Maybe over the summer, that's a great time for you to go into your social media account, take a look at what other people that you follow are posting, set yourself apart from them by bringing some additional insight and value that only you have, and then make that connection. And then go ahead and build out some content so that you're posting several times a month over the next 12 months. And all you have to do is go copy and paste. Maybe you have to collect a couple of photos. Maybe there's something trending that you can just pop into the mix. But having a bank of already designed, articulated, aligned content is going to definitely set you apart. So if you ever need ideas about that, make sure you hop into my DMs, send me a message. My contact information is right there. You can reach out to me. I can give you some ideas and strategies, because I want to make sure that you are investing upfront in your brand so that when you're ready to leverage it for what's next for you, you're good to go. And this is a good time to remind you that the work you've done before, especially when it comes to research and data, is another great way of making sure that people know you know what you're talking about. You're an expert in your field. So when you can correlate data, numbers, trends, demonstrating how you've implemented a process or a program on your campus or in your district and how you were able to move the needle is pretty significant. Data, data, data. That's one of the best ways to establish yourself as a leader in the education space. So speaking of data, this is probably a really great time to thank our podcast sponsors, K-12 Insight. They've got a phenomenal suite of tools that can help you with data. I've used them in every district I have been in when it comes to climate surveys, culture surveys, any type of issue or topic that the districts I was working in wanted to get insight from. We put surveys out in the field, and their team was able to help us synthesize some of that data and help us make decisions that were data driven. And of course, I love their product, Let's Talk, because as a communications expert, that two-way communication helps you forecast trends. So be sure to check them out. My good friends over at K-12 Insight, you can find them on the website /SOPHER so that they know that you heard about them here on School Leaders Soundbites. All right, let's get back to personal branding and how important that is. So as we dive a little bit deeper into the conversation, I just want you to think about the different ways that your brand can be visible. Yes, online, we've been talking about that a whole lot. Leveraging your social media platforms, your professional networks, any personal websites that you have, make sure you're showcasing your expertise. Your website needs to be complementary to your social media, and your social media needs to be complementary to your website. There needs to be synergy. There needs to be a suite of a very clear, visible graphics that speak to who you are and what it is you're doing. So spend a little time putting that all together. You know, we talked about content creation, and sometimes it's a much easier said than done, because if you've set aside a couple of hours to work on it, sometimes those ideas are coming to you at different times of the day. So what I like to do is always have a page open on my notes section on my phone. So when a brilliant idea hits me or a topic hits me, I can just jot it down. And then I go, when I do have time, and curate those topics a little bit more. I make sure that I go to see if there was any materials I've done previously that can support that I can just repurpose. I go back to slide decks for presentations I've given at conferences and maybe try to pull some of those resources. And it's just a really great way to always keep a running list of resources that you can share with other people. Another tip that I like to remind people of is when you are at networking events and someone you're talking to is talking about a subject you may have read something about, having those resources readily available on your cell phone that you can just text over to them is a really great way to connect. Your brand has to remind people that you are an expert in your space. Your brand is your promise. So make sure as an education professional that you're clear on what it is that you're about so that you can share it with other people. And then, of course, engagement. actively engaging with all your stakeholders, your peers. We talked about conferences, present at conferences, go and submit your expertise, even if it's not directly correlated to an organization that you're a member of. Maybe you're a secondary principal and you are looking to present at an elementary conference, principal's conference. What are some things that you know as a high school principal that you can be sharing with members of that elementary principal association that will help foster and support student growth, right? What do you want them to know at where they are in your organization that will help secondary leaders grow? Think about making all of those connections, because when you can completely pull it together for people, then they're going to realize that you know what you're talking about. They're going to go check out your content. They're going to go visit your website. And when they reach out to you, they're going to see that it is well thought out, it's strategic, and it is aligned. And we know how important that is in the school space. So as you're building your brand toolkit, some things to kind of keep in mind: you've identified your brand, you've identified your core values, your strengths, and now you're ready to create visuals to support that, right? Those visuals, you want to be authentic. They want to represent you and what it is you're about. So make sure that any logos that you create or that you have created for you, the color schemes and the graphics, that they are, first of all, ADA compliant. Number two, they're authentic to you and they feel like you, right? So when you see me present anywhere in the country, oftentimes you will see me in pink. If you get a thank you card from me, the card will be in pink. If you get a business card or even a digital card from me or any type of content from me, you're going to know that I've got a suite of colors that you clearly see on the screen if you are watching. And if you checked us out on a podcast platform, you saw those colors there too. Oftentimes I hear people say, "Oh my gosh, I don't even have to read what it is you're saying. I know it's you because of the colors," right? Which is great. I love that, because that means that people have made a correlation to my brand. And when they see it, even if they don't consume it in that moment, they know that I'm present, that I'm consistent, and they generally know what it is I'm talking about. Another great example of having consistent visual assets is when I am at a conference. You will see me in personalized Vans. That's right, I will be in Vans because I'm walking a whole lot. But the great thing about my Vans is not only are the colors on point, but they also have a caricature of me that my daughter did when I was young. So people immediately come up to me, point to my shoes and say, "Is that you? Or is that Dora the Explorer?" That's the other one I get. And of course, immediately they realize that it's a character of me, and it starts a conversation going, and it's become a little bit of a thing. So now, no matter where I'm at, I know that people, when they see my shoes, they know that I'm going to be talking about visibility strategy, that I'm going to talk about strategic communication, that I'm going to talk about brand and all the assets that support that. And it's great. I literally was at a conference in California just a few weeks ago, and someone came up to me and said, "Are you the lady from Texas who talks about marketing and school public relations?" And I said, "Absolutely, I am," which was a great win for me. And so think about how you can do the same thing in your area of expertise and how you can make yourself super recognizable just by your visual assets. It's really important. But behind all that, you have to have a compelling message. In other words, it's got to be clear. It's got to be concise. It's got to be compelling in a manner that's interesting to people. And it should definitely resonate with your audience. So make sure that as you're thinking through how to do that, that you're using words and phrases that come naturally to you so that you can speak about it right off the cuff. And you don't have to have an elevator pitch that's memorized and sounds very rote, right? That's not going to resonate with them. Utilize your online platforms any way you can. Make sure you're engaging with your community. Don't just be posting, but resharing other people's posts by adding a little bit of your flair to it. Even a competitor, even if there's somebody that is running in the same circles that you're running in that you might be competing for positions, honor the work that they have done and celebrate the great things that they're doing. And you'll see how quickly people realize that this is a very synergistic community where we want to share information and really make a difference for all students in the K-12 system, right? So engage with your community authentically. and with purpose. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of School Leader Soundbites. I hope you found it interesting. Personal brand is so very important to you in your leadership role, no matter where you are in your journey. Invest in some assets, invest in some strategic thinking, build out your goals, your mission, your vision for who you are as a leader. Because as you go from organization to organization, you want that brand to be consistent and to follow you all the way through. So until next time, keep building your brand and don't forget to share this episode with others in your network. Make sure you hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any episodes of School Leader Soundbites. And if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, drop me some comments and I'll be sure to circle back. With that, I'll see you next time.